On high school basketball action last night around the area, in boys' hoops, it was Adair Casey topping Diagonal 72-34. Fremont Mills beat Underwood 52-42. South Page over Heartland Christian 49-35. Maple Valley posting a 68-14 win over Charter Oak Ute, while Tarkio, Missouri down Nishnabotna 65-56. In girls' basketball action last night, Adair Casey a 69-37 winner over Diagonal. It was St. Albert topping Tri-Center 36-28. Glenwood beat Lewis Central 61-51. Underwood over Fremont Mills 53-30. Tarkio, Missouri beating Nishnabotna 41-36. And River Valley over West Monona 74-24 in girls' hoops last night. Now, we do have Iowa Hawkeye basketball for you tonight here on the radio, but you can catch high school basketball tonight online at KJAN.com. Chris and I will be up in Elkhorn tonight as Exira EHK will play host to Adair Casey in an important early season girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Girls game will get things started at 6:15 tonight. We'll follow it up with the boys game right afterward. That's Adair Casey at Exira EHK. Now, that's a web-only offering for you tonight. So just go to KJAN.com and go to our Listen Live page, and then just click the play button on the streaming player. You'll be able to listen to those games live online tonight. Well, the first boys basketball poll of the season by the Associated Press came out yesterday afternoon in the opening poll of the year. In Class 4A, Linmar is the number one ranked team, narrowly ahead of Ankeny and West Des Moines Valley, who are 2 and 3. Iowa City West is 4. Sioux City East is number 5, followed by Cedar Falls, Des Moines Hoover, Dubuque Senior, Waukee, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy. The top 10 poll in Class 3A is led off by Waverly Shellrock. They're the number one ranked team to start the season. MOC Floyd Valley is number 2. Bishop Heelan Catholic of Sioux City and Iowa Falls Alden are ranked number 3. They're tied for the third spot. Davenport Assumption is 5th. Mount Pleasant 6th. Harlan is at number 7. Wallert of Dubuque is number 8. Epworth Western, actually Western Dubuque, is ranked number 9. And then tied for 10th, Solon and Storm Lake in the opening poll. In Class 2A, PCM is ranked number 1 to start the year. Western Christian is rated number 2. Third rated to start the year, Fort Dodge St. Edmund with West Marshall number 4. Kemper Catholic is number 5 to start the season. West Fork, Dyersville Beckman, Mount Vernon, Iowa City Regina, and Des Moines Christian finish off the rest of the top 10. And in Class 1A, Danville is number 1 to start the year, with Iowa Mennonite ranked 2nd. Storm Lake St. Mary's number 3. Northeast Hamilton is 4th, Boyden Hall 5th, Trainer is at number 6, Lisbon 7th, Nottoway Valley Greenfield, and Kingsley Pearson are tied for 8th, while Algona Garrigan is ranked number 10 to start off the season. Well, Kentucky holds the number 1 spot in the Associated Press poll for a second straight week after beating former number 1 North Carolina and St. John's. The 8-0 Wildcats received 47 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel. Ohio State picked up the rest of the first-place votes after also winning twice last week. The Buckeyes' victory over Duke helped drop the Blue Devils from 3rd to 7th. Syracuse moves up a spot to 3rd, and North Carolina advances 1 to number 4 despite the loss to Kentucky. Louisville rounds out the top 5. Harvard is a member of the Associated Press Hoops poll for the first time ever, checking in at number 25 as the Crimson are 8-0 with a victory over then-ranked Florida State. The Iowa Hawkeyes hit the road for their first true road game of the season tonight as they'll play on the road at the McLeod Center this evening in Cedar Falls against Northern Iowa. The Panthers have won 6 straight. They're off to a 7-1 start, while the Hawkeyes have lost 3 of their last 5 games, though they did beat Brown 75-54 on Saturday. Iowa is 5-3 on the season coming into tonight's matchup. The Hawkeyes have won 3 of the last 4 meetings against Northern Iowa, and they lead the series 33-8. The Panthers will be looking for a sweep of Iowa and Iowa State tonight after they beat the Cyclones by 7 last week. Iowa will have Matt Gatens, who's leading the team in scoring with a 14-point-per-game average on the floor to start tonight. Josh Oglesby, who's also averaging double digits for the Hawkeyes, will be coming off the bench this evening. For Northern Iowa, they're led by Anthony James, the guard averaging 14 points a game, and forward Jake Cook averaging just over 10 points per contest for the Panthers. Again, tip time 7 o'clock at the McLeod Center tonight. We're on the air with a pregame show tonight. You can catch that game live tonight here on KJAN, as Gary and Bobby will have that one for you, with the pregame getting underway at 6 o'clock this evening. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck is a Heisman Trophy finalist for the second consecutive year. Luck and fellow signal caller Robert Griffin III are among the five finalists for the award to be presented this Saturday. RG3 is the first Baylor player to be selected as a finalist. The other hopefuls are Alabama running back Trent Richardson, LSU defensive back Tyrann Mathieu, and Wisconsin running back Monty Ball, who has scored 38 touchdowns this season. Meanwhile, Luck has won the 2011 Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award as the nation's top quarterback who best exemplifies character and scholastic and athletic achievement. Luck threw for 3,170 yards and 35 touchdowns this season to lead the fourth-ranked Cardinal to an 11-1 record. In other college football news, Coach Chris Peterson is calling for an end to the current bowl championship series system after his Boise State team was left out of the high-profile postseason games. It's the fourth time Boise State has finished in the top 10 of the BCS without getting a bid to one of the elite matchups. The 11-1 Broncos were number 7 in the BCS standings, and they've accepted an invitation to the Mako Bowl in Las Vegas. All-American cornerback Cliff Harris has been dismissed from the Oregon Ducks for violating team rules. Harris was already suspended and wasn't allowed to participate in team activities. He missed the last five games of the regular season and last weekend's Pac-12 championship game. Harris returned 38 punts for a 16.2-yard average and four touchdowns during his time in Eugene. Also, Carl Pelini is the new football coach at Florida Atlantic. He has a 5-year contract to replace the program's founder. Howard Schnellenberger retired after the Owls at 1-11 season that tied for the worst record in major college football. Pelini had been working as a defensive coordinator for his brother Bo Pelini at Nebraska the past four seasons. In the NFL last night, Phillip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers had little trouble ending their 6-game losing streak. Rivers tossed scoring passes on 3 consecutive drives to put the Chargers in command in a 31-14 rout of the Jaguars at Jacksonville. The 5-7 Chargers dropped the Jags to 3-9 on the season. In other NFL news, Michael Vick returned to practice with the Eagles after missing 3 games with a couple of broken ribs. The NFC's starting Pro Bowl quarterback a year ago will play this weekend when 4-8 Philly takes on 4-8 Miami. Andre Johnson has a mild left hamstring injury, and Houston coach Gary Kubiak isn't able to say if his star receiver will play at Cincinnati this weekend. Johnson pulled up in the third quarter of Sunday's game as he was chasing down a deep pass from rookie T.J. Yates, who was making his first NFL start. Jets running back Joe McKnight hyperextended his right elbow in Sunday's win at Washington and might be forced to miss this week's game against Kansas City. McKnight leads the NFL in kick return average. Chicago Bears coach Lovie Smith expects Matt Forte to return this season after spraining a medial collateral ligament in his right knee during Sunday's 10-3 loss to Kansas City. Smith says his star running back looked pretty good a day after being forced out of Chicago's lineup in the first quarter, but he wouldn't put a timetable on Forte's return. Minnesota Vikings quarterback Christian Ponder has a hip pointer after taking a hard hit early in Sunday's loss to Denver, but coach Leslie Frazier says he's been told by the training staff that the rookie should be fine for this weekend's game against Detroit. Frazier says Joe Webb will play if Ponder can't go. St. Louis Rams backup QB A.J. Feely has a small fracture in his right thumb, and his availability for next Monday's game at Seattle is in doubt. Starter Sam Bradford's status is also iffy. Meanwhile, coach Steve Spagnuolo says that offensive lineman Jacob Bell tore a ligament in his right knee during Sunday's loss at San Francisco, and he could miss the rest of the season. Well, National Hockey League officials have approved a radical realignment plan that will give the league 4 conferences instead of 6 divisions and guarantee home-and-home series among all teams. The new plan is designed to create more equitable travel, preserve rivalries, and promote the game by having the biggest stars play in every city every season. The proposal is pending approval of the NHL Players Association and could be implemented as early as next year. One conference would have New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, the New York Rangers, the New York Islanders, Washington, and Carolina. Another all-Eastern time zone conference would consist of Boston, Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa, Buffalo, Florida, and Tampa Bay. Detroit, Columbus, Nashville, St. Louis, Chicago, Minnesota, Dallas, and Winnipeg would do battle in a third conference. And the fourth out west has Los Angeles, Anaheim, Phoenix, San Jose, Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, and Colorado. On the ice last night, Boston beat Pittsburgh 3-1. It was Toronto down to the New York Rangers 4-2. Ottawa 4-2 over Tampa Bay. Florida beat Washington 5-4. And in the shootout, Phoenix a 4-3 winner over Chicago. Ron Santo received 5 gold gloves and was selected to 9 All-Star teams during his 15-year Major League Baseball career. The former Cubs third baseman and broadcaster is now a Baseball Hall of Famer, elected 2 days following the 1-year anniversary of his death at the age of 70. Santo belted 342 home runs and drove in 1,331 runs from 1960 to 74. Only Hank Aaron and Willie Mays drove in more runs than Santo among National Leaguers in the 1960s. He needed to be named on 12 of the 16 ballots cast, and he was listed on all but one. Jim Cott was second with 10 votes. Gil Hodges and Minnie Minoso each drew 9, and Tony Oliva got 8 on the Golden Era ballot. Santo joins former Cubs teammates Ernie Banks, Billy Williams, and Ferguson Jenkins in the hall. That famed quartet did most everything at Wrigley Field through the 1960s, except reach the postseason. All-Star closer Heath Bell and the Miami Marlins have finalized a $27 million 3-year contract a day after the team reached a preliminary agreement on a $106 million 6-year deal with All-Star shortstop Jose Reyes. Bell had more than 40 saves each of the past 3 seasons for the San Diego Padres. Also at the winter meetings, a person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that the Twins have agreed to a 1-year $4.75 million deal with Matt Capps. That keeps the closer in Minnesota after he went 4-7 with 15 saves and a 4.25 ERA in 69 appearances last season. Also, the Los Angeles Dodgers agreed to a $6 million 2-year contract with utility man Jerry Hairston Jr., and they're nearing an agreement with pitcher Aaron Harang. And in racing news, Kurt Busch and Penske Racing are parting ways after 6 bumpy seasons. Both the team and the driver say that the ending the relationship is a mutual agreement, but most believe Busch was fired in the fallout of yet another embarrassing incident. A fan caught the 2004 Cup champion on video verbally abusing an ESPN reporter during last month's season finale, and Busch was fined $50,000 by NASCAR after that clip was posted on YouTube. And Michael Waltrip Racing has hired Brian Patty as crew chief for new driver Clint Bowyer. Patty was most recently crew chief for Juan Pablo Montoya, leading him to a spot in the 2009 chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.